Duke Energy wants to raise electricity rates for the second time in 5 years. The company says it needs to pay for grid improvements, but a growing number of consumer advocates, politicians, and ratepayers say Duke's proposal is too steep. Ethan Sandweiss reports. The IURC is taking written comments from the public until July 5th.
As a utility, Duke must appeal to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission before setting new rates. Kerwin Olson, executive director of the Citizens Action Coalition, explains.
Those entities, those monopolies, are subject to regulation through these regulatory bodies, with the idea being these regulatory agencies are a surrogate to competition.
Duke says it will use that money to cover grid upgrades, replacing wood poles with steel that can better withstand storms, and expanding power lines to an additional 60,000 customers it expects by 2025. Duke Energy spokesperson Angeline Prodiger.
We know that utility costs can be a major part of a household budget. That's one reason why, since 2020, we have held the line on day-to-day operating costs while we've made investments of $1.6 billion in improvements to our system.
Any increase is supposed to cover maintenance costs and improvements, but the utility can also earn profits up to an amount agreed upon by the commission. This year, Duke seeks another $492 million revenue increase.
We can use that, for instance, for dividends to pay our shareholders, as one example. And that return is regulated. It's not guaranteed.
That rate increase will roll out over 2 years if passed. The company estimates a customer using 1,000 kilowatt hours each month would pay an additional $28. But the Citizens Action Coalition says it would be closer to $42. The coalition's estimate looks at current bills, while Duke's figures are based on its predictions for changing fuel prices and bill trackers.
All we are doing is saying, here is your bill today, your total bill, trackers included. Here is what Duke Energy Indiana wants your bill to be. That's the $42 a month.
This is the one that's due July 9th. That's the amount due. Yeah, and then if...
The problem isn't theoretical for Eliza Carey. She's a breadwinner raising five kids as a paraprofessional at Templeton Elementary. Her electric bill for the last month was more than $230.
I try to budget anyway, but like it'll be a lot of sacrifices that would need to be made. Like having five kiddos, they eat a lot. So, you know, like not cutting their food, I would say per se, but like being really budget friendly.
She's already taking advantage of Duke's interest-free payment plan, but she's still struggling to stay afloat. Carrie asks her kids to keep the lights off during the day to save power.
I'm like to the point now where, like, of course they can't go anywhere during the summer, but trying a hack of basically cutting my power off completely from the circuit breaker and just leaving my fridge on during the day.
If Carrie can no longer make payments, she could be disconnected from the grid. Indiana is one of 31 states in which utility companies can shut off electricity during a heat wave. Other Duke customers spoke up Thursday at a hearing with the IURC at the Monroe Convention Center. Almost 60 signed up to give testimony to be entered on the record. Elected officials such as State Rep Matt Pierce spoke up.
I don't think it's justified to increase this profit margin for Duke because they're still going to be able to get the equity they need because it's a very low-risk investment.
Most of the testimony came from residents such as Matthew Schultz, who said he's a single parent raising a 22-month-old.
My son and I have been forced to live in the dark in 80-plus degree temperatures in an effort to make the current energy costs as affordable as possible.
Bloomington City Council members penned a letter to the State Utility Consumer Counselor this week saying Duke's increase would decrease the safety and stability of its consumers. City Council member Matt Flaherty.
I noted that the Indiana University Energy Justice Lab reported that Duke made over 25,000 disconnections in its service territory last year. That can, of course, then turn into debt collections and other issues. So just highlighting that that's the context through which we're very concerned about the potential impacts.
The letter goes on to criticize Duke's sustainability efforts, calling them too narrow. The council is asking for a modified proposal. Bloomington Mayor Carrie Thompson plans to add her signature early next week. The IURC is taking written comments from the public until July 5th. After that, the rate case proceeds like a civil court case, with lawyers for Duke and interveners cross-examining technical witnesses. A regulatory decision is expected early next year. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.